What to do about climate change? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's President Biden's next focus as he flies to Egypt to take part later today in a UN climate summit.
They want to talk about things like the Inflation Reduction Act, which has some $373.3 billion set aside for development of renewable energy. And in order to get there, you've got to talk about that on a global scale that will impact the global marketplace, including one of the world's top polluters, of course, that being China.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Now, on Monday, the president will meet with China's leader Xi Jinping, and Taiwan will be an issue they discuss. The president has said the U.S. would defend Taiwan if China invades. Next Tuesday, the president will then attend a G20 gathering of nations. A second setback in court for the Biden student loan forgiveness program. This time, a federal judge in Texas rules
the program usurps Congress's power to make laws. The Biden administration's plan would have canceled between $10,000 and $20,000 in student debt for millions of borrowers.
Fox's Tom Graham. Before leaving the country, the president rallied with Democrats in Washington, celebrating the fact there was no big red wave in the elections.
More independents voted for Democrats than Republicans in this election. Young people, you voted in historic numbers again, just as you did 2 years ago.
But Republicans are still poised to take control of the House as the vote counting continues. The GOP has already won 211 seats with 32 races still undecided. Senate control will come down to three races. Georgia is going to a runoff next month. It's too close to call in Arizona and in Nevada.
We've been in lead, obviously, since election night.
Adam Laxalt, the Republican's lead, though, is down to 1 point. He's trying to unseat Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Laxalt tells Fox he's confident he'll win. Now, Tropical depression, Nicole. Still full of rain moving through Georgia going north. It's blamed for 5 deaths in Florida, where it did damage along the coast coming ashore yesterday as a hurricane. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Texas has sent a 300th bus full of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally north. It's headed to Chicago. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has sent buses there and to New York City and to Washington, D.C., protesting Biden border policies. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson from Texas just told Fox a GOP-led House will put pressure on the president.
The border is a big problem for this entire country, and we made a promise to the American people that we're going to work hard to fix the border from the Republican side of the House, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
It's Veterans Day. Time to honor and thank Americans who served in the military.
Veterans Day actually started in 1919 as Armistice Day, a commemoration of the end of World War I. President Woodrow Wilson saying at the time that, quote, "The reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory." President Dwight Eisenhower signing a bill changing Armistice Day to Veterans Day in 1954. It has remained that way ever since. At a ceremony celebrating the Marines' 247th birthday Thursday, Marine Commandant David Berger perhaps said it best, proclaiming,
"We are all united in the common commitment to serve."
And today, the nation says thank you for that commitment. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Well, on this Veterans Day, most schools are closed. No mail service or going to the post office. Most banks will not open. But there will be trading on Wall Street, where stock futures are rising the day after a huge surge in reaction to a better-than-expected inflation report showing prices moderating. The Dow jumped up 1,200 points. The Nasdaq gained 760. On Thursday Night Football,
Chenault down the sideline. He goes, staying inbounds, and Chenault all the way with a touchdown.
LaVisca Chenault and the Carolina Panthers beat the Atlanta Falcons on Amazon Prime Video 25-15. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.